You're listening to News Talk Breakfast with Andrea Gilligan and Shane Coleman this morning. Well, a former mayor has called for a smoking area at Limerick Hospital because the Health Service Executive, of course, did ban smoking in all of its hospital grounds back in 2012. Fianna Fáil councillor Kieran O'Hanlon believes that it's time to consider putting in a smoking area inside the boundary of the hospital. And he joins us on the line. Kieran, good morning.
Good morning, Andrea.
Why do you think smoking areas should be brought back?
Well, I live near St John's Hospital, and I have occasion to go to the regional hospital, as we call it, in Limerick. But, you know, I see it's very sad to see patients forced to stand outside the hospital gates if they want a cigarette. And, you know, I think they've been treated, you know, like outcasts. And we've had a very harsh winter there. And, you know, when I see people in the freezing cold or heavy rain, or wind and storms and everything, and they have to stand outside. People who probably are very sick have to stand outside the gates of hospitals. I think it's okay. Just wrong.
Well, look, the Health Service Executive, of course, brought in this ban to ban smoking in all the hospital grounds. So outside, you know, the front doors of the hospital and hospital areas, and in the whole surrounding areas back a number of years ago. Now, the whole aim of this was to try and, you know, basically stop people as a deterrent from smoking and to try and stop people from taking up smoking and passive smoking, etc. Is this not going to encourage people to smoke?
I wonder what evidence there is now, has that policy been successful? Has there been an analysis done on that? Because I doubt very much if it has been in any way successful, because, you know, I don't smoke myself. I'm totally anti-smoking. I believe, you know, whatever it takes to encourage people to stop smoking, that should be done. Unfortunately, there in the past 6 years, I had a brother and sister died, you know, as a result of smoking. But, you know, at the end of the day, these people who are sick, I think that they should have a facility like a bus shelter or something of that nature where they can have a smoking area. Because, again, if you take the University Hospital there in Limerick, if you go in the main doors of the building, you will find that a lot of patients are breaking the rules anyway, and that they're smoking outside the doors because you can see the butts of cigarettes around. Now, for people like myself who don't smoke, you can detect it straight away, the smell of smoke and passive smoking. So, you know, I think we need to get real on this.
Okay, but does it not, but Kieran, even the point, I'm just looking at some of the messages coming in from people this morning, 53106, at a cost of 30 cent, if you want to make a comment on this. Like, one of the things that people actually like about the fact that this ban was brought in by the HSE a number of years ago is that it takes away from that appearance of people outside in pyjamas, in a dressing gown. You know, in many cases, sometimes they might be in a wheelchair, have a drip with them, and they're there smoking. And there's just a really bad, like, it looks really bad.
Of course it looks very bad, but think of the patient. I mean, it's the patient should come first. Like, think of the poor patients who are outside the door. You know, I just checked yesterday, by the way, in Leinster House, it might be just a side issue, but there is a smoking area inside Leinster House. The TDs and government ministers don't have to stand outside the gates of Leinster House to go out and have their cigarette. But, you know...
To see it kind of banned in all... Would you say if this is the case, it should be banned in all public places?
Well, I think that there's more of a case for banning it in Leinster House than there is in putting very sick patients outside.
Can I just ask you, Kieran, how would this work? So you mentioned a sort of like a bus shelter style...
Well, look, when the smoking ban was brought in, and I fully supported the smoking ban in pubs, you know, each pub now or restaurant...
But you can't compare the pubs. You can't compare pubs and restaurants, though, to a hospital.
But just a moment. Each pub and restaurant has to have a smoking area. And they're governed by HSE regulations and inspected by the HSE people. So I'm not comparing pubs, but, you know, the fact is that, you know, fortunately, as I said, I don't smoke, but smoking is an addiction. And some people just cannot give up cigarettes. And surely, you know, we could have an area in hospitals where people who need to smoke can go and smoke.
Okay, but a lot of people are saying, funny, like, you know, Kieran, just looking at this, that it's only going to encourage people who are smoking to continue smoking, that there's plenty of people who are inside the hospitals that are really sick, some even formerly with kind of smoking related, you know, any kind of like lung issues, etc., bronchitis, those kind of things, and that this would actually affect them.
Well, it wouldn't affect them if they go out to a smoking area outside the hospital itself, but not outside the gates of the hospital. You know, a lot of people have contacted me since I raised this at the council meeting there on Monday, and one person was on to me there in Scandinavian hospitals. When a patient feels the need or urge to smoke, the hospital staff issue a nicotine patch. There's also the question of the e-cigarettes. Now, I'm not
There'd obviously be a huge cost if that was to be the case with nicotine patches. Kieran, look, we'll have to leave it there for this morning. My thanks to you for joining us, Fianna Fáil councillor Kieran O'Hanlon.